So, next and last but certainly not least, we are going to welcome Team Marvel, Senior Manager in Global Brand Strategy and Marketing, Laura Gilbalt, and Senior Design Manager, Dwight Stahl. Guys?
And a couple of part-time foes out there, but that's okay.
So last but not least, or saving the best for last, you know, either one, we could go. But I think, you know, it's fair to say the biggest surprise we'll have today is Dwight Stahl in a tie. I think for me, that's the biggest surprise we're going to get.
It's not my
here.
Fault. The rest of my coworkers are a bunch of heathens.
Yes. All right, so we are excited to take you through the Marvel line today. Reveal some great new things that no one has seen before, so we're excited to share that with you, as well as some of the awesome product that we have out on shelf right now, and you'll get to see the entire lines downstairs in the showroom today, so excited about that. Just to recap, as I'm sure you're all well aware, we have three huge movies this year within Marvel, so we'll be merchandising against all of them in a really big way. And of course, the animated series that will continue to be on Disney XD, which, again, we have lines to represent the animation as well. All right, so let's kick it off with Captain America and the Winter Soldier. So we have the toy line on shelf now. And what we really want to do is highlight for you kind of our key segments for that kid, right, that really the boy target. And it's all about the super soldier gear, right, because the kid wants to be the captain. So we have an amazing range of super soldier gear. We have our captain here today. We have Captain Bobby here, who is actually an action figure with his nice tattoos here, but showcasing our super soldier gear, our helmet, and our awesome shield. So, you know, we've done the shield a couple times for the last few years. This is by far the best shield that we've done. So I'll let Bobby kind of demonstrate here our shield. Our captain here, so you get that great reveal of the darts.
Moss.
Yes, you get to shoot your moss. There you go. So you get four shots. And the best part about this shield is on the last pull, it retracts back in and you're ready to go again. So a really great toy. We know kids are really going to love this. So with that, I'll hand it over to Dwight and we'll talk a little bit about our Legends series. I do want to say, though, that with Legends, we took a different approach this year, right? We brought the Legends into the movie brands, and that allows us to ship more Legends figures this year than we ever have before. So we're really excited about that strategy. You'll get more than you ever had. What we have on the shelf right now is selling out like crazy, so this approach certainly is working, and we're really excited to share some of the Legends figures with you today.
So I got the really easy job. I get to tell you about the stuff you guys already know about. So we have Captain America here with this variant Steve Rogers swap head. We have the lovely Scarlet Jo Black Widow.
Yay!
With
yeah, me too. Yay!
With a variant Avengers hairstyle. So, you know, if you're more into the Avengers as opposed to the Captain America Winter Soldier series, you can mix and match and make your, you know.
Us ladies like to change their hair up.
Right, right. Fair enough. Nice. And lastly, we have the Winter Soldier. A fantastic new villain from the film with masked and unmasked versions.
Before we move forward, do we want to introduce our special guest today and just thank him for being here with us?
That's a very good point.
I'm
not the smartest man, you guys all know that. We have a very special guest from Disney Marvel with us today, Jesse Falcon. He's our... make sure to steer us right down the correct paths. So, along with the movie stuff that Laura mentioned, we are able to infuse these brands so that we have both movie and classic to, you know, accomplish both goals of getting the popular characters from the new films out to you as an adult collector, but also get something out there that the kids recognize. But on top of that, we've got so many years of Marvel lore we get to choose from as well. So, the other half of the packs are mixed up with classic. So, as you see here, we have a Hydra swap with the villainous Red Skull with this cosmic cube. And Hydra Thuggy. And AIM, why not? You guys have been asking for an AIM soldier for an awful long time, so yep. Now you got one. It is nice banana yellow suit. And, you know, swapped out with the pretty fantastic Baron Zemo as well. Baron Helmet Zemo. So, you gotta have your typical hero, right? Your So focusing on the Marvel Now look of Captain America, we have a fantastic new addition to the toy shelves with Cap. And lastly, the fantastically huge Mandroid. So we put a Build-A-Figure that's also a troop builder because we're really, really mean. And you guys, you know, are so inclined, you can go out there and buy a couple of waves to get yourself a small army of shield Mandroids.
Okay, great. So that's Captain America. So again, one of our biggest movies next year is The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So we have a great toy line out on shelf now. And again, for our kid target, we really are focusing on the Spider Strike segment. And what that does is a magnet-based system, so when the kid connects the figure to the accessory or the vehicle, he gets this really fun pop-out reveal. So we know kids are really loving that, you know, surprise reveal, and we'll be doing that within 3 3/4 mini vehicles as well as a big $20 vehicle as well.
And our Legends, our movie half of the wave, not a half, not good at math either, apparently. Our movie duo is The Amazing Spider-Man with super articulation, as well as the villain Electro. Electro comes with swap-out, electrified head and hands, as well as the powered-down versions. And the classics are Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock, having a pretty awesome run in the books of late, and a Siren swap-out with Felicia, the lovely black cat, and Spider-Girl. So they're the alternates for the pack swaps. And Carnage, what good is Carnage without another fantastic symbiote swap? So we bring in you Toxin as he currently looks in the books. And Beetle, getting a little love in the Spider-Man animation, which is fantastic. So we've got him in the Legends, as well as his Deadliest Foes partner in crime, Boomerang, there. And our fantastically, also huge, Ultimate Green Goblin with his physics-defying upside-down flames. He's articulated, people. You can do it whatever way you want.
All right. Who wants to talk Guardians? All right. So you are all the first to see this entire line. It's amazing. The team has loved working on it. Just to kind of recap why we love Guardians, it's certainly, you know, it's bringing that Marvel world to outer space. You know, we haven't been able to really do that from a toy perspective. All new cast of Marvel characters, you know the team, this great team of misfits that come together with some really awesome outer space galactic battles. Fantastic new vehicle, so for the first time we're really getting some really true vehicles in the line.
That don't even crash.
That don't crash, no helicarrier. Lots of wit and humor, right? So we know with Peter Quill as Star-Lord and Rocket Raccoon have a lot of great banter and some real fun humor there. And who wouldn't love a blasting, toting raccoon with attitude? So Rocket really is our...
Full disclosure here, technically he's not a raccoon.
This is true.
He's an alien species that just looks an awful lot like
this is
a
true.
Raccoon. Just to be clear.
So we're loving Rocket. We think kids are really going to love Rocket. Hope you all love Rocket, but he's going to be one of our big heroes for this toy line. So without further ado, let's get into some of the toys, but again, you'll see everything down in the showroom today.
Okay, first off, as discussed earlier, what good is a hero without the appropriate accessories? So, Star-Lord comes with this fantastic new blaster, and it has a dual mode. Pull the trigger once.
Oh, I got double duty there.
Once.
Okay. Woo!
Double shot. Hit a reveal, and then you can reload and fire it one more time for a second set of dart blasting.
Pretty cool.
So, great size and scale for kids and clubs as well. Now, he is about 8 or 9 inches tall, and he's fully animated. When you activate his super-sized blaster, he starts spewing out fantastic dialogue, as well as shaking, blasting that gun and lights all over the place. So we think it's going to be a fantastically fun toy for both kid and collector alike. And it's huge, and you'll see him downstairs in the full animated glory.
Yes. All right, one click. Ready?
One click?
One click. There we go.
All right. This is nice. Now we get a little more calm. So,
I'm just so excited about Guardians.
I know.
I can't contain it.
It's fantastic to have a new cast of Marvel to dive into. So what we have here is a new scale for a new play pattern. As Laura mentioned, we have vehicles coming out in a very, very meaningful way for Marvel. So to make that accessible to everyone, we created a new scale of figures for the line, which is a 2.5-inch articulated figure system. Here's a handful of a smattering of some of the characters that I can't tell you anything about yet, because I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say. So we're just going to let the pictures speak for themselves. So we have little guys and fantastic accessories and blasters that allow you to have some projectile play, as well as armor up the characters and the vehicles. So, first up is Star-Lord's Milano. This is his hero ship, and this is going to have a lot of fantastic screen time in the film, and it gives us a vehicle/playset for the team to be in. And this has lights, sounds, projectile firing, play features, as well as comes with a different version of Star-Lord himself. Along with the Milano, at a lower price, we have 3 items for the year. Mm-hmm. We're showing you one here. I'm not sure if any of the other ones are down in the showroom, but first up is Rocket's Warbird. This is his vehicle that he gets in the film, and it also comes with a Rocket figure. As you can see, this one's actually plussed up with some of those red parts, which are the little sprue weapons that come with the 2-pack, so you can kind of customize and mix and match to create your own special spaceships in this film.
Yep, we have another great ship down in the showroom that'll be part of this assortment that you can check out when we get down there.
Legends. Now, you guys saw the sneak peek poster that was released a couple days ago, and that goes through our movie characters, so I'll take you through them now in a little more detail. First up, Peter Quill, the Star-Lord. He'll have a very Chris Pratt head, as well as come with his dual blasters, his Walkman, and a couple other things that I can't tell you about.
Headphones, so, can't forget the headphones.
Next, Gamora, the lovely Gamora, our space assassin, and the mighty Drax the Destroyer, with his removable knives slide into his sheaths. And there's a monstrous weapon in the film that is really, really important that I can't say anything about. So once more, there you go. We got that in line as well. And that'll make a lot more sense come August when you see the film. Rocket, he's our tinkerer and our space bounty hunter, and what good would he be without his bounty hunting counterpart, the Build-A-Figure, a 9-inch tall Groot. First Groot ever, I think, definitely in our Legends. I'm not sure if it's in toy lines. But you guys knew about them, so we can give you for the first time in a very long time. It's very rare to be able to give you the entire team in year one. So we were very happy to be able to put them all together, tool all of these guys up from scratch so they're all 100% film accurate and give you the entire group right out of the bat. But we also know that there are classic fans in the audience.
Before we get to that, I do want, as Dwight mentioned, so this is the exclusive poster that we revealed on Thursday from Yahoo Entertainment. Got a lot of great hits here. So this is replicating that first image that the studio had released of all the characters in that lineup. So we wanted to do something fun to introduce these new cast of characters with our Legends figure. So a great poster that went out. And I am happy to say that you will all be leaving here today with an 8x10 poster of this Guardians of the Galaxy.
So, but as you know, there are 2 characters missing from that assortment today. First and foremost are our cosmic version of Iron Man. This is how he appeared in the comic book series over the summer, where Iron Man ended up teaming up in outer space with the Guardians of the Galaxy on some of their adventures and misadventures. And lastly, Modern Nova, never touched on him, and we know that he's been a fan ask for a very long time, so we were super stoked to be able to deliver him to you guys in the last week. So that does wrap our Legends, but there will be more Legends reveals coming at Comic-Con. We have a couple other things left in the ammo hopper, so you know, stay tuned, and we got some more exciting goodness for you just a few short months away.
Yep. All right, so to talk about a little Superhero Masher. So this is a new line, a new expression within Marvel that we launched earlier this year. And what this is, it's really, really kid-focused, kid-targeted. And it allows that kid to mix and mash his favorite superheroes to really create an ultimate superhero. So we know kids were playing like this before, mixing in their toy box, pulling pieces apart, and now we're really giving them a great way to do that. So we've released these on 1-1. We've already seen a lot of great success there. So we did want to share with you a little sneak peek of our upcoming waves. So wave 3 of our basic figure assortment, wanted to bring you a little fire and ice combination in that sense. And we will be revealing Ghost Rider and Iceman for wave 3.
What kid doesn't love flaming demon characters?
Right? Exactly. And I think what's great about this line is it lets us go deeper into the Marvel universe that we don't typically get to go to when we're trying to target kids. So this is introducing them to all those great characters that
we all
love.
Part of the magic of the line is the mixing and matching. So by doing some of these, we can give you different powers and abilities for the kids to play with. Here, now they have an ability to turn Captain America into an Iceman, which is, you know, let their imaginations run crazy.
Pretty cool. All right, and then a sneak peek at our battle upgrade assortment. So again, wave 3. So, you know, we teased the Thunderbolts now a little bit at Comic-Con last year with that awesome Thunderbolts tower that the team put together. So we wanted to bring in some of those characters, introduce them to our kids. So for wave 3, we have Deadpool and Hulk, Red Hulk, coming into the line. So some really great figures there, some awesome accessories that those kids can mix and mash. And each will get a separate mashup piece so they can really jump right into that action. So Deadpool will come with a giant, oversized Venom arm, and Red Hulk will come with a great Colossus arm. So you'll get to see all of these down in the showroom, and we have a giant tub of pieces that you can create and build your own hero. So we look forward to some of your awesome creations that you'll make.
All right, 3/4 inch still has some fantastic love coming this year. It's not all about legends for you collectors. We know you love both scales. So, that being said, we have a sneak peek of our Wave 2 characters, the new ones. There are going to be other assorted redecos and such into this line, but first and foremost are the new awesome figures. So, we have and then for Wave 3, he's actually getting a little love in the new S.H.I.E.L.D. television show. So, why not get some classic version of Deadpool? As well as, while he may be dead, currently we know in Marvel no one stays dead forever. So we might as well put him into plastic and immortalize him. For Christ's sake, he is a god. So there you go. Little Ares.
All right. And that rounds it up for us on Marvel. Thank you for talking to all of you down in the showroom later today.